This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That keyboard player's name is Milo Birch. He lives in Marquette. He composed this piece called Walk in the Park for this, his third album. Milo Birch is 11 years old, and he's an improvisational keyboardist. Milo is with us now from the studios of WNMU, Marquette Public Radio. Hey, Milo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great, and I loved your album, and I have to say, it's pretty safe to say not many 11-year-olds can stand there and say they're out with their third album. This latest one is called Stepping Up. What does it feel like when you are playing?
Awesomeness.
What's so awesome about that? What are you channeling when you're playing?
I don't know. It's just so alive. Fun.
How old were you when you started performing in public?
Maybe when I was like 7. I think it was earlier than that, though.
Have you had a teacher or have you had a mentor who's helped you with composing and playing, or are you pretty well self-taught?
I have had a couple teachers.
Huh. And I know you play, you've been working with some really top-notch Michigan musicians for this album. You have people like Tyler Duncan and May Erlewine and Mike Lynch and Seth Bernard and a whole lot more. What's that like when you kind of take your music and then you surround yourself with all these musicians? What's it like being part of that group?
It's just really fun.
What's your favorite part of improvising with all those musicians?
I don't know, just being together with all of them.
Now, you have a beautiful piece on your album. It's called Superior's Song. Tell us a little about what you're saying in this tune.
I didn't actually come up with the name. See, we didn't have a name for it, and then we just put it on Instagram wondering what names could be. And then someone came up with that name, and we said, okay, that sounds like a good name, and we had the name for that.
What was your inspiration for that? Because it's kind of thoughtful and really, really slow and really beautiful tune.
I don't know. It just came to me.
It just came to you. That's pretty amazing. You live in Marquette, and I know you're going into sixth grade this year. And up until now, you've been homeschooled. Do you think that gave you the time you needed to really focus on your music?
Yeah, for sure.
What about going into sixth grade and going to school? What do you think that's going to do?
I don't know. I like art a lot, and I'm taking a couple art classes, so I think that'll be fun.
What about other hobbies? Do you have other hobbies?
No, not really. It's just mainly music, and, well, I suppose I do gymnastics.
What advice, Milo Birch, would you give to anyone out there listening to us talking of any age who kind of loves music and thinks maybe they want to try to make their own?
I don't know. Just believe that you can do it and just work your hardest.
Well, you can check out Milo Birch on his website, milobirch.com, and that's MILOBIRCH.com. Good luck with the album, and good luck with sixth grade coming in the fall and your music making, Milo.
Thanks.